This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heads up, you got about 3.5 hours to get your work done, and then you can claim that you're feeling sick and get out and start watching basketball on the, what many argue is the least productive day of the work year in the United States of America.
And Costos just sent his lock. He likes Duke to win round one.
Curtis, you got some anger at Nick Costos that has never been there before.
Oh, no, not, I just thought it was hilarious. You had him on. He was great. And then you get to the Final Four, and it's all three number one seeds.
He did basically pick the number one seeds.
Jim and accounting could have done that.
But you know what? Anything can happen. Upset city, baby. Also, this reminds me, and I know we need to get back to the news, but... And I understand we're in tough financial times, but something should need to go back to normal. Both of those Dodgers games to open the MLB season, the play-by-play team was not in Japan at the stadium. They were here. Is that not ridiculous?
Yes. Or?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well, because that was COVID times, and some places have decided to continue doing that. During COVID, they had the play-by-play people in-house, and then
which
the games
was stupid anyway.
So stupid.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's like they're cutting costs by not having to send their teams.
Okay, but
broadcast.
It damages the quality
of
the broadcast.
Yeah. Yes.
Like somebody is 3 minutes behind on a home run call, and you're trying to showcase your game.
Yeah, like, that's stupid.
And not to mention, what are we talking about? First class, round trip. My guess is these teams flew charter, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
the
all you would be paying is actually the hotel.
Yeah.
Right.
So for $3,000, let's say, you're not even there. And the game in Japan had 25 million viewers.
Yeah.
Like, it is such a Mickey Mouse operation.
It's just ridiculous at this point.
Yeah.
Like, they should be there at the ballpark calling the game.
Yep.
So, all right, anyway, back to today's news. The rest of today's news with Courtney.
A woman in Texas hit the lottery for $83.5 million last month.
Ooh.
But they won't pay her.
Mm.
So she bought the ticket through an app called Jackpocket.
Oh, jackpot. I got that, right?
Well, this is called Jack Pocket.
Hold on. Let me make sure I get that, because I play my lottery through that all the time, Courtney.
Okay, well, you have to be careful.
Are you like a 75-year-old woman?
All right, Jack Pocket, yeah.
How often do you play the lottery?
Every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, Saturday.
You got to play your numbers.
No, I just do Mega Millions and Powerball. Yeah, I got Jack Pocket.
Okay, so she won $83.5 million through that. Officials are now looking into if the win should count.
Why?
So they're saying that because it was bought through an app, they're not sure.
They don't have permission. Jack Pocket doesn't necessarily have a deal with the individual.
Well, then that's an absolute fraud by Jack Pocket. If she's not able to collect, then...
No, they have... They're supposed to... The way that they do it is they are supposed to be tied in with each state, because like my Jack Pocket, I can't play the lottery if I'm in another state. Like when we were in Florida, and I was like, I want to play it. It won't allow me to do that.
You poor thing. No porn and no ability to play Jack Pocket.
So Massachusetts, I can do it there, but I did not know that.
Well, we can hear from the woman and her lawyer talking about what happened.
Wiggy's porn app is actually called Pocket Pool.
Don't act like you don't watch porn. Stop it.
We
all do. Courtney, you too.
Nobody's acting like that.
What's porn? What is porn? They still watch that nowadays?
I like more smutty novels, really.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, smut. All right.
Yeah, you want something ever. What? Yeah.
No,
you read smut novels?
Yeah.
It's like a really popular thing in the female reading community right now.
Smut
it's
is very
all
hot.
Over TikTok.
How would you know?
Because like I'm in book talk because I love to read, but it's just like adjacent to that. So it pops up on my TikTok feed a lot.
What is book talk?
Like TikTok recommending books and stuff.
Oh.
And talking about the books that they read.
Uh-huh.
And what is smut reading?
It's like erotica, but like actual good books that have just steamy sex scenes. Like 50 Shades of Grey was like where
it's like nasty.
No,
it's like
not
what they used
nasty.
To have. What was
he can?
Because remember,
Kenny?
Yeah, he can.
What was it
on my show? He can.
What was it? The one
in Greg's America.
Yeah,
one of the magazines used to have the stories in them about.
Well, that's a different thing. Like so.
I love MAGA.
Was it Hustle?
Are you
Hustler?
Hustler had a bee hunt, as you just referred to it.
Yes, okay.
And Penthouse had the forum letters. Is that what you're talking
it
about?
It might have been the forum letters.
Yeah, but that was not really literature.
But it was stories. It was stories.
I guess it counted.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah.
So you're into the... erotic literature.
Well, it's not like it's okay. You think of erotic literature and you think of like really skeezy, you know, like weird books. I'm talking about very highly rated, like A Court of Mist and Fury. It's The Court of Thorns and Roses, that series.
ACOTAR.
Yes. That's like a smut series that is very popular right
now. The fact that you know erotic literature is eccentric.
Lauren has that entire series on our bookshelf.
Yeah. Okay. It's a very popular book series right now.
I'm not, because I don't want to be this person, but Shime, when you're not playing video games or working, what book are you reading?
So I'm currently reading Blood Over Brighthaven, a book by M.L. Wong.
Actually an adult novel. Yeah,
My favorite book
it's
of last
comic
year.
Book, actually.
My favorite book of last year was The Will of the Many by James Islington. A phenomenal book. If you like any kind of fantasy and or sci-fi related books, I highly recommend
it. Can we do a Twitch book club where Shime films all this?
Yes. I would be happy to.
I would love it.
And I like murder, of course, for books. But like, if there's a sexy,
sexy
aspect
murder. Like
to
an
it,
erotic murder?
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Yeah, like the housemaid is not smut, but there is smutty scenes.
Right. Like it's some classic. Sort of a, like somebody breaks in and
right.
And.
Right.
They committed an erotic murder.
Oh, it's like an affair. No, right. Spoiler alert: an affair happens with the housemaid and
Courtney.
So
if you
do like
it,
the ones. Wait a minute, you like the ones with an affair in them?
No. Oh, it just
that
like,
would be concerning. Are you concerned at all that that Lauren is addicted to erotic literature? Does that say anything about yourself?
No, actually, there's been zero issues, Greg.
Yes.
It's been fabulous.
Okay,
Courtney, have you dove into Fourth Wing yet?
That is on my list.
That's another one.
Chime and his lady, they're not like normal people go, oh, we're going to watch porn together tonight. They're like, oh, we're going to read the right. smut stories.
Right. It's more popular than you think.
Yeah, it's way more popular than you think.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways.
Lauren has a wildly developed left arm from holding the book up. But, okay.
Was this like a reference to like Quagmire on Family Guy?
Yes.
Where just one arm is yoked to the gills?
Yeah. I didn't have you as an erotic literature fan, Shy.
I love learning. The literature I read isn't necessarily in that genre, if you will, Greg. I am more of the sci-fi fantasy kind of guy. I prefer more fighting and blood and death.
All right. Interesting.
We can hear from the woman and her lawyer about this, what went wrong when it comes to pocket lottery, whatever.
Yeah. I'm being treated as the bad guy. Never in a million years would think that there was anything sketchy or inappropriate.
Obviously a voice change.
Oh, is that Smut House?
No.
So what happened?
It does sound like it sounds like the book on like the erotic literature on tape.
Yeah.
It's like the I know your husband is taking your bags out to the car. Do you have 5 minutes for me? All right. What's next?
If you're looking for a good writer for smut, Colleen Hoover is very popular.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
An irrational fear in the news. Paul Quinn lives in Fort Myers. He was home alone when he saw an alligator in his kitchen.
His kitchen?
Yep. Terp has the video for those watching on Twitch and YouTube. Paul, of course, kept his distance, called officials who showed up and took care of the gator. But that is terrifying. Here's Paul on WKMG.
I'm like, is that really an alligator in my living room or in the kitchen area here? And then he saw me and he started running. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to deal with this today?
Yeah, hell no is what he would say.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Crap, I got to deal with this today.
So that's the alligator wrangler, I assume, that we're seeing on the video?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you pay them?
Oh, like probably a hefty fee. I am assuming that being an alligator wrangler down in Florida pays very well.
It's good money.
Yeah.
I watch Swamp People. They make a killing doing that, going to get the gators.
Also, Hefty P, the forthcoming book from Colleen Hoover.
No.
Okay.
The family who owns Carrie Bradshaw's brownstone from Sex and the City has had it. Obviously, it's a tourist attraction for those who are big fans of Sex and the City. They want to go take photos on the steps. So they are putting up a gate after the male owner had a standoff with some fans last week. We have audio and video of the showdown between the owner and the fans. Let's listen in.
You can't just take over the street.
I apologize if it wasn't you. I apologize if I take it back. This happens all the time. The loud ones go and I lecture the ones who stay.
For years.
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
But I try not to do this, but sometimes people cross a line and can't.
I understand.
Thank you so much for understanding. Have a great
day.
And remember, it's a private home, and it's not Karen's. It's mine.
People go and visit those places, which I've never really understood. Like, the Breaking Bad home was very popular in New Mexico or wherever that was.
Or, like, the Home Alone home.
Yeah.
That one is a big one.
Yeah.
Didn't
the other one just sell for a bunch of money for, you said Home Alone was it? I thought that was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said California. I'm sorry.
No.
Right. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Update on our Pervert Teacher Association inductee that we've talked about before. 31-year-old Brittany Fortenberry, you might remember her. She's the married math teacher who blamed her advances for students because of the rapid weight loss she had from the stripper pole at her house.
Yes.
So there's an update there. She's accused, of course, of sexually assaulting young boys. She would allegedly make her teenage victims wear scream masks while she forced them into group sex. Mm.
What?
Yeah.
She was a teacher. Or still is.
Yeah.
Has she been fired?
Fired.
I remember this story.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
But like she would be paying them. She would drug them.
Wow.
But she would make them wear scream masks while they had sex with her.
How do these people exist in the American education system?
Yeah.
It is baffling.
Right?
It's definitely a power thing.
Yeah. Yes.
I've heard the scream mask thing. Like, there's a whole category for mask and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so
you heard about that?
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys don't watch porn, but
no, but like,
yeah, Yeah. No, I know you guys don't watch porn, but there's a whole, you know, there's multiple categories.
But would the scream mask fall under, like, what Shime likes? Like, the bondage and the ball gags and stuff?
No.
So it's not about being in fear?
No, it's just more for, I think it's more for funniness than anything, yeah.
I don't watch porn because I stand in solidarity with Canada, our neighbors to the north. All right. Courtney, great job.
Hey, thank you so much.
And right now, here's Courtney with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. After all that talk yesterday about not wanting divas in their locker room, the Patriots had Stephon Diggs at the facilities yesterday. It's the first team he's visited since reconstructive surgery on his ACL 4 months ago. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Texans have signed Cam Robinson to a one-year deal worth somewhere between $12 and $14.5 million. And the Commanders and Deebo Samuel have agreed to a reworked contract. The Red Sox beat the Tigers yesterday 6-4. Today they have the Twins at Lee Health in Fort Myers. First pitch at 1:05. You can listen to that matchup right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Bruins are in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights tonight. Puck drop at 10. Hockey East semis and finals on the Odyssey app today and tomorrow. Cooper Boardman and Jimmy Connolly are on the call for that. And play-in games last night saw Mount St. Mary's beat American. They will take on Duke. And Xavier beat Texas to now face Illinois. We're in full swing now. First round tips off at 12:15 with Creighton and Louisville. You can listen to March Madness starting at noon on WEEI AM. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Can I just give one more Ken fact about his food taste just so we can double down on the dumb hash brown take?
Yeah.
He used to drive 3 times a month to and from Pittsburgh. En route, he would get off in Scranton and eat gas station sushi.
Oh, What?
Yes. Fact, it has been confirmed and verifiable. So, Ken Laird, I'm sorry, buddy, but I don't buy into it. But it is 40 degrees and sunny, and the afternoon high is 53.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up on this show in half an hour. And then we are on our way out to Wachusett Mountain for a snow show tomorrow morning from 6 until 10.
And Greg, if I may, quick correction. I said Red Sox game at 1:05 today. Ken's going to kill me. It's at 6:05. I suck today, and I know that because I'm just looking forward to tonight.
Oh,
I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't even think about the show today because this evening is where my head's at.
I see. Okay.
I shouldn't do that. That's on me.
Well,
but I love a road show, a snow show, being able to be out with the people, hugs, kisses, on the cheek.
Yes.
Kisses.
You embrace it.
Yeah.
And it is, we're going to be at the Copper Top Lounge from 5 until 7 watching basketball with you and cannot wait to see you tonight. I mentioned earlier that the amazing Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation will be there with the remaining snow show merch from this snow show season. So get yourself a hat and hang out, and we can't wait to see you.
And DC's it had a good point in Twitch, and I want all of you guys to know it. Don't let your night job affect your day job.
Oh, correct. Wiggy, did you hear
something
that?
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I don't know where I've heard it.
Yeah,
I've heard that before.
We should live by that.
Mm-hmm. Wiggy never lets it. Like, Wiggy can go out till 11, 12, whatever. I don't know if have you scoped out any of the hot spots out in Princeton for the post game tonight?
No, I don't know. I don't really know anything about.
You could travel over to the Twin Cities. Lemonster and Fitchburg, and maybe
right.
take in some,
okay, that's where it's near.
Taking some nightlife over there, right. maybe.
I had no idea. Like, I've heard of Wachusett's ski resort before, but I didn't really know where it was or what it was next to.
Yeah. Best jingle in the game.
So it's near Fitchburg. Yep. Okay, all right. I had no clue where it was.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now you know.
You didn't know where it was, but you told me that it was going to take me an hour to get there.
No, because he said it's west. And I MapQuested it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. So I MapQuested it yesterday.
MapQuested it?
Or
he's used that in about 15 years.
Why am I ridiculed for my age?
Right.
Well, when maybe somebody who plays the lottery their numbers every day is MapQuested.
Great.
Well, Boomer.
Wiggy's like, I binged it.
Or whatever you call it. I Google mapped it.
Yeah.
I Wazed it. I use Waze a lot. And then when I use Waze, I can do like leaving at a later date and later time, and it tells me how long it would take. So when you said that, but I had no idea where it was in Massachusetts.
I feel like my dad's darkest day was when you didn't need MapQuest anymore, because nobody loved giving directions more than my dad.
Yeah.
Like, that generation lived on the printout. When you see the, you know, when you see the forest, make a left.
Yeah. It is wild to think that that's the way we got directions.
Yeah.
Like a giant printed sheet of paper that told you to take a right at the second stop sign.
Right.
So,
remember, before MapQuest, Greg, and when we just only were able to use maps, because MapQuest would tell you what to do, step one, two, three, four. But before that, it was just maps, so you had to figure it out on your own.
Well, you had a giant map that you would unfold in the case of... is this Ask a Boomer? I guess it is. When we would go on a trip as a family, my old man would have my mother, Susan Hill, in the front seat trying to operate the map while he was trying to drive.
Right.
It would lead to constant arguments.
Would you highlight the route?
No. You just look it up and you say, I'm going to take this road and then I'm going to turn off here. And then you have to look and see where the road... But it's like everything else. Technology has made it so you don't have to think anymore. Like, nobody's required to do any thinking.
Right.
That's why boomers all know what highway you're on.
Yeah.
Right.
I never know the highway.
That's why.
If you get to the Tappan Zee, you've gone too far.
And that's why MapQuest was a game changer at
the
time.
That's why you still use it.
Well, I mean, it's Google Map. I was trying to say.
Wiggy told me MapQuest says it's going to take him 2 hours by horse and buggy tonight.
But Wiggy said, Ted, can I have some quarters for the toll?
But Courtney, MapQuest was a game changer because then you didn't have to figure it out on the map. It actually told you, number one, at specific light on specific street, you make a right.
Yeah.
Just basically like how your GPS does.
But Greg, the other thing that the next generation will never understand is my dad leaving at 6:50, getting out of the driveway, driving down, and he forgets something. And you literally are powerless. You have to call the office, and then he gets there in an hour and a half. Like, the notion of being unable to communicate with someone for 90 minutes while they're in traffic is so foreign.
That was the best segment ever that you did.
What?
The
Ask a Boomer?
The Boomer Challenge with Courtney.
Oh, when she had to identify Boomer objects that Boomers would use?
Yeah, that was
that was a long time ago.
That was when I first started, yeah.
That was so fun. Yeah.
This is... George from Warwick, Rhode Island. Hello, George.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I hope my care package arrived okay. And it was well enjoyed. I think there was a little something in there for Shime for a Pokemon little care package.
Oh, yes. Got it yesterday. What did you get?
I think George is the one that sent in like the popcorns and the little treats. He also sent me Pokemon cards.
Oh,
so shout out to George and his buddies.
Oh, very nice.
At the card store in Rhode Island. So
correction.
Yeah, that was over at Baseball Cards of Rhode Island and in East Greenwich here. But hey, as quick aside, I heard the Curtis or somebody talking about the David Andrews YouTube video.
Yeah,
that was a little bit misleading. He had not committed to coming back. He talked about the possibility of coming back and that he'd have a chance to see what he could do inside of camp. So I think that context is a little off.
Well, he used the word fired. I mean,
right.
Absolutely, he got fired. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Fired, but he thought he'd get the chance. He didn't know if he could physically perform. He hoped he had a chance in camp to see whether he could or not.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that he could play and now he has to play somewhere else. He wasn't sure he could physically
George, what happened was is that when he was cut, people said that's because he wants to retire. And what you heard in that cut was someone who didn't want to retire, who wanted the opportunity to compete for a job and go to camp as a member of the New England Patriots.
Well, I didn't hear anybody say he wants to retire, Curtis. I heard people say it was anticipated that he could possibly retire.
No.
That's what I heard.
Well, that's what
that's
I'm reacting
what
to.
I heard. Yeah, so...
All right, George, thank you.
Thanks,
George,
take care, all.
Yeah. George, thank you again to you and your buddies for sending those Pokemon cards. I appreciate it.
Correction. It's Buddy, George and his buddy, and the buddy is imaginative. What's the word I'm looking for?
Imaginary.
If you're going to take a shot, like at least get it right.
Imaginary, yes. Let's see. This is Gene from, I don't know, where are you from, Gene? Sudfield?
Smithfield, Rhode Island.
Jackson wrote Sudfield.
Well, that's because he's got suds right now.
Nate Sudfeld in the chat.
Yeah, right. Hello, Rhode Island. What's
Smithfield.
Up? What's up,
How team? You doing? I still write out my checks and mail in my bills.
Wow.
That's okay.
No, that's not okay. He's definitely... Who's writing checks? Is he writing checks at the grocery store too, Gene?
No. At the grocery store, I use cash. No debit card.
Balancing a checkbook to me is so crazy because, Gene, when you send in your checks, then the person's not receiving it for 3 days at least,
right.
And then they have to deposit it.
Right.
So that money's still in your account.
Right.
So you really have to depend on you balancing everything.
Right.
Yes. It's a crazy
concept.
Yeah,
that's no problem.
Courtney does not want to live in a time where you could not spend more than you had in your bank account. That's
the
problem.
It's the instant.
I don't do that. No credit card debt here. Girl has a good credit score.
I don't like using the card over the internet because somebody will get my numbers.
That is a boomer take through and through. Wow.
Yeah.
That's usually very secure.
Yeah. I can't pay my bills. If I pay my bills online, then next thing I know, somebody's buying a pocketbook.
Some people like to do it that way.
I didn't think people still use checkbooks.
Are people who still use checkbooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I even have a checkbook.
I don't have one.
I saw a story that went viral last week about a guy who got divorced and got remarried, and he got checks printed. You know how you can get checks printed that have photos on them?
Mm-hmm.
He specifically got a checkbook printed, and it had the photo of him and his new wife so that he could write his alimony check out to the old wife.
That's savage. That's savage.
That is absolutely savage.
Yeah.
But why not? Right.
Do what George Costanza, always put the wrong date in the check if you feel like you don't have the money.
And to be clear, Curtis, when we were talking about David Andrews earlier during They Said It, I think you and I agree. I don't, when it comes to veteran leadership and a guy who has played the position, which is a very important position anyway, but also when you have a relatively new to the league quarterback, you are just questioning why you wouldn't give him a shot, regardless of what the money is or what. Like, why don't you give David Andrews a chance?
How many times on Monday the last 2 years, where the team went 8-26, did we sit here and say to each other, "Wow, David Andrews, despite that disaster, who got injured in the first quarter but came back in the third, finished the game, and who was the first person at the podium to answer questions about another loss?" It was David Andrews.
Yeah.
In my view, he earned the right to try and get his job back. Devin McCourty, not Chris Curtis, told Karen Gerizian the other day that he would have brought him in, if for no other reason, that he's there through camp as a guy that is a leader, a bridge guy that can work with Mike Vrabel and get the people that are the true Patriots on the team and weed out the ones that aren't ready to work.
Because it tells us that they feel like he can't play no more or he's not good, and that the kid, Garrett Bradbury, is a better option than him. And so why take reps away from the guy that we want playing, is the guy that we just signed to a 2-year deal, take reps away from him and Drake May working to build that relationship, mm-hmm, to give him to David Andrews when we ultimately know we're going to cut him in training camp? And also, why, and people got to understand from the world of a player, why keep me around until camp to cut me when I'd rather you, even though I don't like it, you cut me now, and then I can sign on and get with a team who might be like, oh, you know what? We're looking to draft a center to stop for us. But guess what? Now David Andrews is on the market.
Yeah.
So it gives him more opportunities to be out there. Because when he says in the podcast that what'd he say he was?
Fired.
No, he was upset about it.
Chime, grab the audio if you could for Wiggy, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't you have to respect it, but you don't always have to like it.
No, that's the truth. Like, if you're a competitor,
that's the hardest part.
If you're a competitor, you're not like great. You know, like this is all like, you know, no one wants to get fired, even in the real world. Like, and
that's right.
You know, but yeah, you know, I definitely respect their decision. You know, do I like it? No. You know, I mean, I think, like I said, I think I could provide value, and you know, I was, you know, hoping that I could try to play, and you know, like I said, you know, just trying to get the ship in the right direction and, you know, help the organization.
See, do I like it? No, that's telling me he still wants to play.
Yeah.
Courtney and I, and she made a great point off air. What was you were saying?
Well, I was saying that I believe that David Andrews has earned the right that the Crafts could sit down with him and say, hey, this is what the program is thinking, the franchise is thinking. And then if he says, well, I'm thinking about retiring, they give him the option to retire without them cutting him.
Yeah.
Because then you go out where you retire a Patriot. It's not like you got fired, in his words.
Well, it was weird that Robert Kraft went out of his way to say we are planning on... You fired him.
Right.
Which is fine. You did it for cap reasons. Meanwhile, you have $90 million to spend cap-wise, but whatever. But then you go out of your way to say we're planning on a big ceremony because he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
It's like you just fired the dude.
Right.
And it's pretty crappy.
Because he knows he still
wants... He's not happy with it.
They know he still wants to play.
So then why do all that pomp and circumstance nonsense?
Because
David Andrews wasn't happy about it. Once again, Robert Kraft is more concerned about what people write about him than what the team does.
So they do that to save face where, hey, like Courtney said, I guarantee you he sat down with them and had a conversation, and he's like, listen, I still want to play. And they said,
well, he says he wants to try to play. Oh. He did fail the physical.
All right, I want to try to play, and then they go, well, we're going in a different direction, and rather than him go, okay, I'm going to retire, and we come to this, he says, no, I still want to play. And their way of saving faces, we cut him, but when he does decide to hang it up, we're going to do this giant ceremony.
But don't
for
you
him.
Think, Wiggy, that they did that and they allowed the retirement stuff to marinate for a week because it made them look better? Like, if they were direct and honest from the beginning that they cut him after he wasn't ready to play, then it's a different conversation.
Any chance that they still bring him back, though?
No,
because they signed that that kid from the Vikings.
Garrett Bradbury.
Yeah, they signed him. So that's the guy that they want to be there.
This is Jim from Upton. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Yeah, historical reference. You may recall that Bill Belichick brought both Teddy Bruschi and Troy Brown to camp, even though kind of everybody knew they were ending their careers, but they got to participate in camp. And we never even knew Brown wasn't playing until, like, at the end of the season. They just never said anything. But he kept them both, you know?
I would look into the Teddy Bruschi history of when he hired the agent before we give. And that's more Kraft than Bill, I think. But they tried to mess around with Bruschi, a guy that did everything for the organization. So...
And Texter says this is all Vrabel's call, so be clear about it.
Yeah. Vrabel made the decision, like, we're going in a different direction with David Andrews, and, you know, David is, you know, trying to figure out, like, he's leaning towards, like, I want to try and play, can I still do it? I don't know, but at least I want to try, where he's not leaning towards, no, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to retire.
This is Ryan from Manchester, New Hampshire. What's up, Ryan?
Yeah, I find it kind of ironic. I mean, listen, this is business, not personal. You're talking about a guy, no one's saying he's not a good guy, has missed two of the last 4 years, basically. And everybody prayed for Mike Vrabel to come in here, and they wanted the Crafts to relinquish control of the roster. And you guys are sitting here micromanaging, saying the Crafts should have got involved just because they respect the guy over a center. Nah. Let the guy build his team. They brought in enough leadership. They don't need a center that has missed two of the last 4 years.
What are you talking about? He's played in 17, 14, 17, 16, right. 14, 15, 14 games. Where's the other year, Ryan?
Yeah, it was just last year.
Wasn't he the blood clot guy?
No, no.
No, that's Barmore.
Yeah,
well, he did. He had
no.
He had a blood clot thing. That was a couple seasons ago, I think.
But he's played more than 12 games every season of his career. Yes.
That was 2019.
You want Johnny Kraft to call up Mike Vrabel
Ryan, you just said he missed two of the last 3 years. You're wrong.
That was 2019 when he didn't play.
He's had some issues with that, and he's an older guy who's not guaranteed to play. Just stop micromanaging. You just had a guy in here that cost you the number one pick, and you wanted nothing to do with him anymore. You're bringing a guy to run the franchise, and you're saying, you're giving him, Courtney, come on now. You wanted Kraft to call him and say, Mike, I know I just hired you last week, but I'm really questioning your decision.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you want to say he's gone, but don't say he's not reliable.
He's definitely reliable. I don't mind what they did because that is part of the business. I know you don't like it, but it really is. You have to look at it. If you're trying to play, it is a benefit for you as the player to be out there early. You might not like the decision,
right?
But it is a benefit for you rather than them going, listen, a Vrabel going, all right, I could bring you to camp. Make
but
you do all
the
stuff.
No,
and I'm going to cut you anyways.
Cut you anyway, yeah. So. All right. Well, as we have been discussing all morning, one positive, I guess, Steph Diggs in the building yesterday. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Shime, that reminds me, a return to the scene of the crime at 5 o'clock today. That is Copper Top Lounge, Wachusett Mountain. Where we will be for a pregame is where I killed Tom Petty. That is where the karaoke version of American Girl, as performed by yours truly, led to the single greatest Hillman jinx of all time.
Wow.
And Tom Petty's death the very next day.
Are you going to recreate it tonight?
No singing. Is there a band? There's probably a band, I would assume, with us this afternoon at 5. But we're going to be watching ball.
Mm-hmm.
Big day today. First day of spring. And first full day of the tourney, so set the out-of-office reply on the email and join us 5 to 7, Copper Top Lounge. And we will be there for a good portion of the evening tonight. And then tomorrow morning, a snow show, final snow show of snow show season at Wachusett Mountain. Now, speaking of brackets, bracketology. Where are we at when it comes to the ick bracket? You want to update? Because we're 3 hours into the show. We haven't updated yet.
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, yesterday's winners?
Yeah, yesterday's winners, all two seeds. T-shirt in a pool beat out Doggy Paddle, which I'm very sad about.
Uh-huh.
Intramural Sports Hardos beat out Dabbing Pizza Grease.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm surprised by
Me
that.
Me too. That one was close. 54% went with Intramural over 46%
okay.
for mm-hmm.
right.
dabbing.
So that went down to the buzzer.
Yeah. Another okay. ick for me, people who dab. Do the actual dab.
Oh, really?
Hate.
Love the dab.
Do that?
Oh, of course you do.
Shime does.
Hate.
Who does?
Do it all
Shime
the time.
Does it.
Every time I sneeze, I dab. Yeah, but it's the best way to teach a kid how to dab too. How to sneeze is you just sneeze into your arm.
Yeah, but she's just talking about people dabbing in general. I don't think anybody's doing that.
Yeah, I think
no
they
more.
Are.
Nah, we still are.
Oh, okay.
We. Holding nose underwater beat out wearing a sweatband.
Greg.
And rushing off the plane beat out chasing ping pong balls.
I don't Tough. Never understood the chasing ping pong ball one.
Think about was when that, you're playing was, ping pong. And
okay, how often?
It's oddly specific.
The answer
it is,
the answer is never.
Okay.
Okay.
But then think.
Beer pong, maybe.
Okay. Even beer pong. and then the ball falls off the table, so you have to chase after it, and it's bouncing all over the place, and you're like, kind of like
swiping at it,
and
missing.
All right, so somebody's not coordinated enough to grab it on the first bounce, and therefore that gives you the ick.
Correct.
That was your ick, correct?
Yeah, that was one of my.
You have some very specific icks when it comes to men, but that's okay.
Toothpick and mouth hate.
All right, so what do we got today?
All right, so a bunch of 6 seeds against 3 seeds. We've got 6 seed working out grunting.
All right.
Taking on 3 seed pushing out farts.
Greg.
We have 6 seed.
By the way,
it's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah.
I believe I could be vindicated when it comes to Lynn's and every one of her icks about me if pushing out farts is defeated. Because so far, wearing flip-flops, which started the whole ick thing, was determined not to be an ick.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's still an ick.
It just lost.
No, it lost.
It's less of an ick than other things.
It's not the biggest ick.
It's not an ick. Okay, so anyway, so pushing out farts v.
against working out grunts.
That's a good matchup.
Yeah.
Are you guys saying that Greg doesn't have the biggest ick?
I have no icks.
6 seed weak handshake is taking on 3 seed drinking milk on its own.
Okay. It's another good matchup.
Yeah, good matchup. 6 seed t-shirt with no bottoms, also known as the Winnie the Pooh, taking on 3 seed crossing legs while sitting.
Ooh.
And then 6 seed paying the bill with gift cards taking on 3 seed owning cats.
Mm. Those are some
owning
good matches.
Is going to run away
Do
with
not
that.
Sit on owning cats.
Yeah.
Grown man who owns a cat. I know someone was offended and called in and lost their mind over it. But I do not sit on that. That should be a 1 seed.
Yeah. Be and careful with that one, though. Johnny Bott owns 2 cats.
All right, you keep bringing that up.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to like that one as much.
Did he get them when he got released? Or were they
he's got 2
family cats?
Yeah. Okay. You know, he's a grown man. Lives alone with 2 cats.
And I love Johnny Bart.
What are their names?
One is Killer, I believe.
Jeez.
Okay. On brand.
I forget what the other one.
Also on brand.
But he said Killer's a sweetheart. It's the nicest cat in the world. That's why he named it Killer, because it's nice.
Is it like a guard cat?
No, it's just like a cat.
An attack cat?
No, it doesn't attack. That's why he gave it the name.
Oh, that's why he gave it
the name. Like, it's like calling a big guy tiny.
Yeah. Right. Bingo.
My aunt-in-law just texted me and said that, I don't know if you know this, there is a Gregory Hill Road where we are this evening.
In Princeton?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, there is.
Is it you?
No.
Is it named after you?
No.
Oh.
Is it a dead end?
No.
My God.
There it is. Is it one way?
That's probably a cul-de-sac.
All right. Well, can't wait for this evening. And a question on the Subaru of New England text line about where we will be tonight. I think it's about tonight. We are going to be in the Copper Top Lounge right at Wachusett Mountain. So you walk in and you go up and it's on the left and we'll be right there watching hoops.
Oh, okay.
5 to 7 tonight.
We should go to that street and talk sports.
We should. I agree with you. Maybe take a little Instagram photo there at Gregory Hill Road in Princeton, Massachusetts.
Ooh, we could steal it.
Yes, that's what we should do.
Old school Dover.
Ixnay on that.
And put it right behind Greg, right next to his prison picture.
You don't want to go do 24 hours in the clink in Princeton. Yep.
That is illegal.
You don't want to do that.
I've already been in the clink once. Can't go back.
I mean, if it were to fall off or something while we were there, and then it made its way back to right behind me here on Twitch, I would not.
Generally, they do fall off. The screws tend to get loose.
Maybe the town fathers in Princeton, if they're listening, could grant me the sign,
right?
While we are there,
as long as they're not like the town fathers in Gloucester, which you
they
know,
hate me.
Very strict out there.
They were very upset in Gloucester with the assumption that we would be able to have Shime on the greasy pole. So, I don't know if you know it or not, but it costs $4,000 just for the grease.
I think it's $5,000.
Oh, it's $5,000 for the grease?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And it's also a 4-year, I don't know if you know this or not, 4-year waiting list for the greasy pole.
I believe it's 5. Can't we just like go get a little bit of Crisco or something slippery?
No, the fact that we are going there to the Beauport Hotel. And that you are not allowed to get. Where are the people of Gloucester that are up in arms over this?
Yeah. Shouldn't we start like a change.org or something? Is that what they call it when we want to get a petition going?
I mean, it's like a hunk of wood stuck out over the water. Like,
right.
Can't somebody just give up their spot for Shime?
Well, that would be nice. See, the thing is, we're not even trying to do it on the day.
Right.
Right.
So the wait list doesn't, it shouldn't matter. Like, I was not on the conference call, Ken was.
God, that's awful.
But I would have said, hold on a second, Gramps. We get it. You've been there. You've lived there your whole life.
Right.
You're a townie. But we're doing it on Friday morning.
Right.
I would have killed for you to be on that phone call.
Oh, like, Lord.
And I think they could be capping a little bit. Because if they're saying it costs $5,000 to grease the pole, right?
Yeah.
But they won't let Shime do it.
Because they saw him, they Googled him,
right.
And he's going to consume a lot of grease is what their issue was.
But he couldn't really consume that much. So why when the first person goes, when they actually do it?
They need all the grease for Saturday, Wiggy. That's the problem.
Okay, so can Shime do it without the grease and see how far he goes without the grease?
Nah, yeah, but then that's,
the
yeah.
Same, you the can't same do the effect.
Okay, but
without the grease.
At least right. he's doing, you know, a step towards the grease.
But he's not going to take off
that much
grease.
And if you're greasing it every year, I'm sure the grease, I mean, it's pretty greasy.
Come on, I bet it's like shark costume.
We got to take a break. It is a Bruins Thursday, right. And we will talk Bruins and NHL with Mike Milbury next.